Penguin Random House Australia Audio proudly presents Big Mouth, written and narrated by me, Matt Preston. All rights reserved. We acknowledge that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are the traditional custodians and the first storytellers of the lands on which we live and work. We honour Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples' continuous connection to country, waters, skies and communities. We celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander stories, traditions and living cultures, and we pay our respects to elders, past and present. Dedicated to all Jennifer's grandchildren, may they have all her good traits and a few of her naughty ones. Prologue. It's the spring of 2008 and I'm standing in a teaching kitchen at Box Hill TAFE with a couple of Melbourne chefs, Guy Grossi and Gary Meegan, as a hapless kid cooks for us. I'm here for an audition for a new cooking show, but I'm already a little off kilter as I've shown up to find Gary wearing exactly the same pinstripe suit that I'd planned to wear. So I'm in my street clothes. I leave thinking Guy's got the gig for sure. I don't know if he sang opera to the fake contestant, but that's the sort of showmanship that TV likes, right? At the next audition in Sydney, I try a dish that's so over-seasoned, it burns my lips. I'm talking about the sort of burn you get after 4 days by your broken-down Land Cruiser on the Tanami track without a drop of water. Later, a journalist will carp about how I got the role instead of him because I was pantomime over the top. The real reason was because he couldn't taste the salt or was too cowed to comment. Apparently, I was wearing a red velvet jacket too. More fantasy. I didn't own one back then. Now. The long-running UK show on which MasterChef Australia was to be based featured just two judges and a female voiceover. And that was originally what Network 10 were looking for. I knew this because the woman who cast the host and judges, Henry Stride, subsequently became both my manager and a friend. She'd earlier rung for advice about what chefs were good talent, given my experience at the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. About halfway through the conversation, she asked me to send her a photo of myself. I thought little of it, but behind the scenes, the wheels were in motion. It turned out Henry quite liked the photo of a slightly dishevelled me looking disapprovingly at a salad and passed it up the Fremantle Network 10 chain of command. Eventually, the head honcho exclaimed, "If this mug can string a sentence together, we'll write another judge role for him." Okay, he probably said something ruder than mug, but I digress. They didn't mind also the scrappy piece of material tied around my...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?